Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the Immortal Index podcast. Obviously, if you're on episode 16, you've probably heard the other episodes and know what we're talking about. But let me tell you, we talk about Xinxia, we talk about Wuxia, we talk about Xuanhuan, and all of the novels in between, and some of the fun stuff that happens outside of the novels, like the Eight Immortals. We did that special on that. Might do the Fairy Mother of the West. We might do all sorts of fun stuff like that. But for now, we have something really special teed up for you tonight. You might have watched the live reading I did of chapters 1 through 3 of Monarch of Evernight. It is a pretty cool novel so far. Even 3 chapters in, they're long chapters, so it really kind of dips your toes in so you know what to expect a little bit with the gunplay, with the fact that there's a child who is stronger than some in terms of his will and his body constitution, but he's got this huge scar across him, about how there's an upper district, a middle district, and a lower district, and how there's like this junkyard and all these people who are just like fighting to the death over breadcrumbs kind of stuff. It's a really cool world build setup that we've got going on. And I have the translator on this episode, Legion. I'm going to be talking to him in just a second. But before I talk to him, I have to ask you, the viewer, have you done your due diligence? Have you clicked on that thumbs up button? Have you commented on this video with your opinions, thoughts, and everything that you want me to know about you? No, well, you should do that right now, because once we start the interview, you're not going to want to watch away or step away. And if you haven't checked out the reading after this interview, once you have all this knowledge, you're going to have to go back and start the reading and then start reading it on wuxiaworld.com. So hit that thumbs up, share with your friend, please leave a comment below. And if you have time, go to iTunes and download the Apple Podcast, leave a comment and rating there. So without further ado, we have the man, the myth, the legend. He is the translator currently translating Monarch of Evernight here on Wuxia World. We have Legion. Legion, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Stephen, for having me.
It's cool. I reached out to you before I even started the novel because I was like, look, if I'm going to start another novel, I want to know that the translator's cool. And luckily, you passed the test. You're cool, Legion. You're cool.
Thank you.
So we usually start these off with kind of some similar questions, but it's amazing that similar questions get such different results sometimes. So the first question I got to ask you, Legion, which I don't know if we can tell people your regular name if you have that out there, so I'm going to just keep calling you Legion. But okay. How did you first get into translation? Because everyone's got a story behind this. Some of them are similar, some of them are different, but I want to know yours.
Well, I've been a long-time reader on Wuxia World, and I've always wanted to translate here. It's been my dream. But it was much later that I met my editor, Moxie, while playing Dota 2. And he introduced me to Little Shanks from Rebirth of the Thief Who Roamed the World. And he, in turn, brought my application to Rand's attention. And yeah, it went from there.
Well, you're going to have to introduce me to Little Shanks because I love Rebirth the Thief because I'm reading that like constantly. But aside from that, that's pretty cool. So you were already a fan of Wuxia World before you got interested in translating at all. So you've been reading these novels before you even started translating them. What was the first novel of this genre that really got you into it?
The very first novel that I started reading was I Shall Seal the Heavens.
Yes.
Yes. When I started reading, it was in the early phases, around chapter 200 or so. I followed it all the way to the end.
Wow. So you probably gave Deathblade a pretty penny of your money. I'm a big fan of I Shall Seal the Heavens. It's in my top 3 for sure. What was your favorite moment of that novel? Or let me take a step back before we get to favorite moment. What was it about that novel that from the beginning grabbed you and kept you going till the end?
I wasn't really familiar with the genre yet. And then it was like the first novel for me with this whole Xinxia thing. And I was like really captivated and Deathblade's, translation quality was really good. I had a really good time reading it.
What's your favorite like goofy character from that novel? Because that's pretty famous for having a lot of out there characters.
Of course, it's the Lord Fifth.
Oh man. You're a little fishy. Go left, right, left, yeah. right. Lord Fifth and Lord Third continue to be some of the best comedic characters out there. But Patriarch Reliance is pretty great, too.
Yeah.
And Sun Tai's bald head. So that's pretty cool that was being translated on Wuxia World where you read it the first time too then.
Yes.
So yes. You went from reading on Wuxia World to translating on Wuxia World through a complete happenstance, which is really cool. Were there any difficulties when you first started out there that like keeping up the pace or rules they had that you had to stay with, or was it pretty easy?
There wasn't a lot of problem. It's just, there is that new pressure of, you have to release on time. And I really take my time when I translate. Yeah, that was the main difficulty when I started out.
What do you think takes the most time when you're translating one of these chapters?
I like to do a lot of research when I find something new, and I sometimes I just get sidetracked and I keep reading on about that.
So you end up in like a Wuxia rabbit hole down the YouTube video.
Yeah, and then I read my own translation again, and there are lots of places I want to edit, and it just takes a lot of time around that part.
So how long does it take for you to do one chapter?
It takes about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Wow, and then
to do one chapter.
And that's before the editor gets a handle of it.
Yeah, and then when the editor comes in, I go in and discuss some stuff with him again. It takes about 5 hours easily.
Is it worth it?
I think so. yeah.
I know that's a true question. I know, but yeah, I mean, if it wasn't, I don't think you'd be doing it anymore. So it's really great that you are. to speak to that, what is like the most rewarding part of doing this? I mean, you're spending so much time on it. We're at the latest release is number 399 for Monarch of Evernight. So you've done a lot. What's so rewarding about it to you?
The most satisfying part is seeing how the story develops and being able to portray the story in my own words. It's a good feeling. Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that a bit, on what you mean by portraying it in your own words?
You know, there are some parts like the exciting, the dramatic parts. I like to be able to tell them in my own words and bring it to life. I feel like I'm having an impact on this story, and that feels rewarding to me.
So it's almost like how directors take novels and make movies of them. You take a novel of another language, and then your imagination kind of changes it in the way that you want to tell the story.
Yeah, something like that. I don't change it a lot, but I mean, the wording, of course. I do edit a lot of the wording, how it's phrased.
Yeah, and I've noticed that even with the first, I mean, we'll go into the story about who was originally translating this novel later, but even with the beginning of this novel has so many descriptive words. It does not lack descriptive words at all.
Yeah.
Does that get difficult sometimes to have to come up with all sorts of descriptions for things?
Yeah, you have to try not to be repetitive and at the same time keep everything going.
So if those are the difficulties and the rewarding parts, do you translate full time? Because if you're doing, I don't know what your release schedule is, so maybe you can enlighten me, but if you're doing maybe a chapter a day, that's still like 30 hours a week of translating. That's full time. Is this your main job?
No, this isn't my main job, but yeah, I do release a chapter a day right now, and maybe it'll increase in the future, in the near future.
Hey, tease.
Hey.
So maybe we'll go up to the standard 2 a day soon, which is insane because thinking about it, 2 chapters a day, 3.5 hours a chapter. I mean, that's 7 hours a day. 7 times 7 is 35. That's 35 hours alone per week on chapters alone. That's crazy. That's dedication right there. I'm telling you right now. Do you think that once you up your chapter count, it'll be a little bit harder to maintain your determination to get this out? Or do you think it's just enjoyable work?
I do enjoy the work a lot, so I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll up the weekly rate gradually and see how I manage. Yeah.
So while you're doing the translating, what is the day job of choice for Mr. Legion?
I'm a doctor. Yeah. So hey. I am, but I'm currently not working at a hospital yet. Yeah.
But it will happen soon, for sure.
Yes. Yes, because I moved to Taiwan, and there are a lot of exams I need to take here. So I'm currently doing translation on the side and some medical research stuff. Yeah.
Well, be careful letting everyone know that you're a doctor, because now you're going to get all of the people trying to marry you and get those benefits. It's going to happen now. People, don't tweet him, even though he's at Legion MOE on Twitter. Don't tweet him trying to get free medical care. So do you think, obviously if you're going to be a doctor at a hospital, you've done med school, you've done a lot of research into that, because they don't let people half-ass that kind of stuff. Do you think like your studying abilities and the abilities you use researching to get your license to be a doctor, do you think that's helped with being able to translate?
I think so. Yeah, I would think so, because, you know, just when I find something, I just go on, research it, and then I just have to know it in detail. Yeah, I think that helps me out in translating.
Does it also help with your English speaking, like translating novels?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Now I work with a lot of English and Chinese, and so they're both improving at the same time.
I mean, it's interesting to me, because you beforehand you were telling me that you're nervous, you're worried because you haven't a full conversation in English too much lately, and I'm just like, wow, you're totally keeping up completely fine, and I haven't found any issues. So it's pretty great for me. I know I joke with Jiminx all the time, because he wasn't nervous at all, but then when he got on camera, he was super nervous and couldn't.
Thank goodness I'm not stuttering here.
Yeah, and then right after the show, he's like totally fine talking. I'm like, okay, so it's the camera. The camera adds nervousness to people. Can you talk about at the time where like your skills from translating novels has kind of carried over into life and helped you out?
The most obvious part is with the Chinese idioms. I didn't really study a lot of them when I was studying Chinese in the past, but right now I see them all the time in the novels, and now I know a lot about them.
Do you just
I
like
use them in daily life?
You idiom drop in daily life. You're just at the store and somebody's complaining about working there, and you're just like, oh, I'd rather be the head of the dog than the tail of the dragon.
Actually, that's quite common in Chinese, you know. So Chinese like to drop idioms in conversation. So when you don't know it, it's kind of odd when someone's speaking an idiom and you don't know it.
Oh, yeah, especially because it doesn't translate well unless you understand it.
Yeah.
Since translating like Xinsha and Wuxia, have you found yourself slapping people in the face more frequently than before?
In my mind.
And showing more face to your filial elder. God. Oh man. So I got to get into the fun stuff about this, though, is that there's such a huge fan community, whether it's Reddit, whether it's Facebook, or even the websites themselves, the comment section always blows up on every new chapter on these novels. What do you think of the fan community so far for the genre?
They're very enthusiastic. Yeah. And everyone comes up with a lot of their own theories and speculations on the story. I like to read them, and I feel like that's really good.
Yeah, one of those fans did did some stupid podcast and YouTube show. It's pretty lame. It's called The Immortal Index. No, I love the theories. I like the whole community theory growth, because when nobody knows what's going to happen at the end and people don't ruin it with spoilers, then you can get some really interesting dialogue going on just from one chapter worth of predictions where you play off of what other people say. So you get some really cool stuff going on. That's what I think is really exciting. Also, just seeing all the posts that say first.
Really?
Where would we be in life without posts on every chapter saying first?
That's almost in every chapter.
Almost. And if there's any chapters that don't have it, let me know, because I want to be first. tell me, because your Twitter doesn't have enough followers. People, if you're reading this novel, you need to go right now and follow Legion at twitter.com/LegionMOE. You don't have enough followers for the amount of people who are reading this novel. I know you started social media like a few weeks ago, but why do you think it's so hard for translators to really build a following, even though these novels have such huge ones?
I'm not really sure, though, but it must be the geography and what kind of social media people use.
That's true, because Twitter is a little bit harder to do it. But like, I was surprised that this YouTube channel has like three times as many followers as my Twitter, which I thought Twitter would have been where it's easier, because people don't really like subscribing on YouTube. So I don't know if Instagram's big. And if people who are watching the interview know, like, what is the social media platform for this genre? Like, where are people talking about it? I know Reddit's like the big one, but aside from Reddit, I mean, Facebook, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I do see a lot of active pages on Facebook with a couple of thousand people.
Well, they need to be more active. They need to do their part. So, aside from I Shall Seal the Heavens, have you been reading anyone else's translations while you're doing Monarch? And do you prefer to read the novels in Chinese, or do you read the English translations?
I've read a lot of the novels on Wuxia World, but because when I started translating, my time became quite limited. So right now I'm following Rebirth of the Thief, Sovereign of Three Realms,
yep.
Emperor's Domination, and Emperor's Domination, and also Spirit Vessel. Right.
Spirit Vessel. I actually haven't heard of that one.
That's another of Bao's novels.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to check it out. You're not on a Will Eternal? You're not reading a Will Eternal?
I'm saving it.
You're going to binge it.
I just need time. So I'm just waiting for the time. I'm going to binge it later on.
Yeah, because that is ending in a few months here. And then Renegade Immortal, which is the other Argon novel, is ending in a bit. And if you liked I Shall Seal the Heavens, these are the ones that are direct tie-ins. So you got to jump on that.
Those are definitely on top of my list.
What do you like about Sovereign of the Three Realms? Because I'm pretty caught up on that one right now. And to avoid spoiler talk, I won't mention too much, but I was intrigued by, so far into the novel, we're getting the Coiling Dragon plot point of take away the MC's lover and send her back to the island in the middle of nowhere with super powerful experts.
Well, SOTR is like, I've been reading it since a long time ago, so I just keep on going with it. It got more interesting recently.
Yeah, it got more interesting, but it also got kind of frustrating at times. Like, especially when Danar came out of cultivation and decided to leave. You're like, wait, this. You're like, finally, he's gonna finally see her, and then the kid's gonna be there, and it's gonna be a thing. And even with the parents, it's like, oh, and then it's like, oh, I meet my parents, but I have a brother now, so it's not good. Damn it. John Chan, you son of a bitch. And then, man, Rebirth the Thief is great, too. I'm really enjoying a lot of these VR MMORPG novels. Rebirth the Thief's really good. I've been staying up to date on Overgeared because that Rainbow Turtle's doing Overgeared. And that's just been a really enjoyable read because I loved Legendary Moonlight Sculptor back in the day. If you like Rebirth, you should check out Overgeared when you have the time. It's a fun binge.
Right. I will.
But Rebirth the Thief, what are your thoughts so far on that one? We'll avoid a little bit of spoilers, but love to hear what you think of it so far.
It's cool. It's, you know, it's Matt Snail's earlier work. So, I do like the VR MMO aspect of it. That's pretty much the only VR MMO I'm reading right now. So,
do you think there's a character in Rebirth that you're more of a fan of than others? Because it's hard because some of these novels just focus so much on one character that, like, even Rebirth, like, all you get is Niu Yen and Xie Yao. You don't really get too much development on a lot of the other characters. They're just kind of passerbys in it. And
they're like NPCs.
They are honestly like NPCs. Even like his best friends, he only like mentions them when he's throwing them a bone or something. So that's the only like negative thing I can say about the novel. The novel's entertaining as hell. Like it's such a guilty pleasure read. But I gotta say, when you read something like I Shall Seal the Heavens or the like Argon's work, or even Sovereign of the Three Realms, they do such a good job at bringing characters from the past back and not forgetting about them and actually giving them an arc and having it feel like a lived-in world with everyone who could basically giving the appearance that everyone could have been the main character, but this is just who the main character is. And I feel like Rebirth just misses out on that. But again, you did say it was one of Mad Snail's earlier works, so it's forgivable. I've always been curious if anyone felt the same way. Cause suffice to say, I don't have a lot of people I can talk about these novels with. Nobody in my life circle in person reads any of this. So it's like either I'm online typing, which isn't as fun. I'd love to get like 3 to 4 people on like a group Skype chat and do an episode like discussing a certain novel. So if you're in for that, I'd totally be down to have you on for that.
Okay. That'll be really cool.
But enough about that, because I'm supposed to be interviewing you, and instead I've just been yapping my trap about all sorts of fun stuff. Let's talk about what brought us here tonight. The novel entitled Monarch of Evernight. It is, as I said before, it's pretty cool so far. 3 chapters in, I'm so new to it that I feel like the best thing about being new to a novel is you can already tell whether it's your cup of tea. I always give a novel 10 chapters before I decide if I'm going to read it or not. And within 3 chapters, I'm pretty stoked on this novel because I know that they're going to bring characters back and I know that they're not taking easy way outs for situations. Like, I didn't predict that the little girl was going to just bash his freaking head open with a rock right at the end. Like, I didn't see that coming. I didn't think she was just going to betray him right away. I thought it would at least come later, but damn, she just like straight up savage. And I like that we already got out of the junkyard at the end of chapter 3. I think there's a lot of good things with the pacing so far. I love it when books do volumes and they're self-aware to do the volumes. So let's dive in. What got you into translating this novel in the first place?
When I applied to Wuxia World, at that point, Ran decided that I should take, asked me if I wanted to take over this Monarch of Evernight from Team Alice Chu Senpai's team, because she was having a staff shortage at the moment. And I read the novel and just immediately fell in love with it after a dozen or so chapters. The story is just so dark and unpredictable.
Is this going to be a really violent novel?
Yeah, the novel is pretty violent, pretty dark, and really portrays the really dirty elements of, you know, politics and all those human nature.
So what sets this novel apart within that? Like, we've had violent novels before and we've had dark people. Like, obviously, Yunche from Against the Gods is a dark MC. He has his nice points, but he's kind of a dick. What sets this novel apart?
Here, the MC himself is not that dark, but the world. It's a fantasy steampunk universe. And let me go into the world a little bit. And it's like the humans used to be slaves to these dark races. And then they rose to power eventually and built their own empire. But these humans, they're like, they're not really the best people in the world. They have these power struggles, these plots. They're always scheming against each other. Yeah, and all these stuff. And that really makes for, it really portrays the human nature well. You know, the ugliness and the politics behind everything.
So you're very cynical is what I'm taking from this. Everyone's an asshole. It really portrays the human nature really well.
I mean, the human nature in this universe, at least.
Oh, in this, that makes sense. I mean, it starts in a airship junkyard where everyone's killing each other over bread. So
yeah.
Aside from going out back from an Olive Garden, you can't see that in much. So I'm already sold on it. What was it like picking up the fan base from another translator, though? Because were people worried at first? Did people give you any flack? Or was everyone pretty on board because you got put over by Ran and Alishu?
It was fine. There were no major problems. There was already a group of people waiting to read more of this novel. And they were just saying like, oh, you have a lot of expectations on you because, yeah, you have to keep up with Alice's quality.
And have you turned them into fans so far? They're a fan of your work now, too?
I should hope so.
If they're still commenting every week, I think you're good.
I hope so. Yeah, they are still here so far.
Do you, here's a fun question. Do you ever think of doing contests? Have you ever done a contest before? And are you planning on doing any soon? Cause those have been popping up ever more recently around Wuxia World.
I haven't done any yet, but I'm planning to do one soon. Maybe at chapter 500.
Ooh. So that's, 500 days from now or 100 days from now, which is like 3 months. So around April.
3 months. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you thought at all about what it would be? Any teasers we could get?
I haven't really thought about the details, but I'm hoping to give out some nice gifts related to the story, and then maybe get people to join my social network.
There you go. Make people fall. That's the one thing people forget to do is when they have contests, what they should do is make it a requirement to follow them on Twitter and rate the comment or rate the novel on Novel Updates. You need those ratings and those good reviews. But because by then you'll probably be a doctor in a hospital, I'll make you a deal. I'll enter that contest if you make the grand prize a free kidney. I mean, they sell really well over here. Okay. They're like 30 grand for a kidney guy. Like I need to build more studios. Okay, please. It fits with the story.
You can have mine.
Thank you. It fits with the story. You got to just pull it out without painkillers. So back to Monarch. I don't want to take any spoilers. Obviously, it only took you a dozen or so chapters. I'm three in. We're 400 chapters in for the novel right now, which is amazing. Congratulations on getting it. $3.99. That's a huge, huge milestone to get to.
Thanks.
What do you think, without giving away what the story is, what is the most look, if a new person was to pick up this novel, like today, they just pick it up, start reading it, what is the kind of area of chapters that you're just like, ooh, I can't wait for them to get to this part?
Oh, that, I really not sure how to say it without spoiling the story, because this story is really dependent on being not spoiled.
Okay. I meant more like a number. Like, is it like chapter 150, around the 150 area, where like, oh my God, like that's, you got to stick around and get to that so you're sold? Or is,
yeah,
it,
at least stick until volume 2, the end of volume 2. That's where it gets really good.
Ooh, okay. So that's pretty good. Only 2 volumes in and you're like, and it's still picking up speed. That's great. A lot of them slow down around then. So it's really good to hear that. And then I did this last time with our last guest, and I want, this is going to blindside you a little bit. I want you to pitch me this book in 60 seconds as if we're, it's called the elevator pitch, right? So it's the concept is I'm in Los Angeles, right? So like I always hear about this stuff, but if you end up in an elevator with a huge TV producer and you got 60 seconds in that elevator to give them your pitch to get your TV show made, treat Monarch of Evernight like your TV show. How are you going to get these new readers to watch it? You got 60 seconds. I'm going to post it on social media, try to get you some new readers. Pitch Monarch of Evernight starting 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is hard. Okay. This novel is this steampunk novel is a marriage of Western fantasy elements and this our beloved Chinese cultivation, and it has a deep and dark storyline that's really unpredictable. There are definitely no cliches, and it really portrays the politics and the war and yeah.
20 seconds.
And it's really cool. It's packed full of action and
the translation quality is bomb. That's what we're going with. It's awesome.
That's it. That's it.
That's what
I was looking for.
You're not gonna have to worry when you got Legion translating it. So I'm going to post that out there, get some people. We got to get you guys reading this novel. If you have, I mean, guys, so many of these great novels are ending right now. It's terrible that so many of these great novels are ending. But what that means is, it means that your agenda opens up for a whole new realm of novels that are 400 chapters in, or precisely 399 chapters in, like Monarch of Evernight. It means that you can check out a lot of these other great novels because your slate is open, your plate has green beans and steak, but you're still missing some mashed potatoes and maybe some broccoli. You got room. You got room. Read the Monarch of Mashed Potato. I mean, Monarch of Evernight. Check it out, guys. If you have anything to say to your fans, what do you want your fans to know, Legion, right now, who are watching this?
I would say do stick around for a couple of volumes. This novel is really cool, and I would really love to if you guys would, you know, keep on reading.
And do you offer advanced chapters on the support system for Wuxia World?
Yes.
So people can check out some tiers if they get completely addicted, and they can throw you some kashish to get that going.
Yes, indeed.
Also, if people don't know, Wuxia World still does the credit. So buy in $50, I believe, and you'll still get $50 worth of credit. I'm pretty sure. Make sure before you do it. But I'm a Wuxia World VIP. And I don't regret it because I don't have to deal with ads. And if you log in on your phone, you also don't have to deal with ads. And that's amazing.
True.
$50 a year, and then you get access to all sorts of fun stuff too. They have early release novels now. Stop Friendly Fire was on there for a full like 2 or 3 months before it was even public. So there are benefits to being a VIP member. So check that out and support Ren. Support all the creators over at Wuxia World. And support Legion by checking out his novel. thank you so much for coming on the show, Legion. I really appreciate you taking the time, and sorry we had to delay from last week, but I'm glad we could knock it out this week.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you for having me here.
Everyone, please make sure to go follow Legion on Twitter at Legion MOE. Obviously, you can go to wuxiaworld.com/novels/Monarch of Evernight. There's dashes and all that kind of stuff in between, but it's pretty easy to find. You can also just Google it. If you Google it, click on the novel updates and give it a rating and a review after you check it out for a bit and let us know what you think. Comment below and let us know what you think, and also hit that thumbs up and share the video with your friends. That being said, I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and hopefully we'll talk soon, Legion.
Thank you.
That was awesome, guys. That was really cool. I love talking to people who love what they do, and I love talking to people who do it for the fans. And honestly, I don't know if I could ever translate a novel. I don't know if I could give that much time for so little return monetarily. It's just one of those things where I just don't know. I haven't found something I love that much, and I'm envious of the people who have. This podcast doesn't take that much time, so I love doing this. And I do it because, like, I need an outlet, because I honestly, nobody I know reads these novels and I can't talk about it with anyone. It's like so frustrating. I need people to talk with, and I love to do round tables. So if you guys are interested in a round table, you got a good mic, you got a good camera or something, hit me up in the comments. Let me know. I'd love to do a round table for some of these novels that I'm reading. I am reading Rebirth of the Thief, Sovereign of the Three Realms, A Will Eternal, Upgrade Specialist in Another Realm. Now I'm reading Monarch of Evernight, Against the Gods. I'm 780 chapters in Martial World. I'm like totally up to date with. I'm going to start True Martial World. I read God and Devil World. I read Bone Painting Coroner, and I'm reading the Blue Phoenix. Like I'm trying to read everything, guys. I'm dying here for people to talk about it. So please comment below with your thoughts. Please share the video, because I love when more and more people know about this, because I'm not making a penny on it. I've spent so much money to build this studio to be able to do it. So nothing that I make is really going to help me at all in that. I just want more people involved and more people talking about it. And aside from that, please go support AfterBuzz TV. We do TV reviews and movie reviews of everything on the world. Popcorn Talk does the movie reviews, but AfterBuzz TV does TV reviews for everything. So check it out. All sorts of discussion. Cool stuff there. I'm currently covering The Gifted for them. The Fox show, The Gifted, about X-Men, all kind of stuff. So I'm covering that every Tuesday. But we do over 150 hours of content a week there. They taught me everything I know. So there's no way this podcast could happen without their podcasts happening. So I'm gonna close my lips now. I'm gonna shut up, stop talking, because you guys are probably sick of my voice by now. But another major shout out to Legion for coming on the show today. A shout out to all the people that I'm trying to get. People in the Discord are helping me try to get Boko, who did Stop Friendly Fire. I'd love to interview Boko on the show. And maybe I'll do a reading for Stop Friendly Fire next week. Everyone who watches the show, you guys are the best, and I will see you next time for the Immortal Index episode 17.